Okay, so my name is Reese. I'm the person that's been blowing up your emails for the past however long. I've been following you on Instagram actually for a while and like keeping up with you like through social media and things. And I've seen a bunch of your interviews and I'm a huge, huge fan. I'm trying not to like fangirl too hard, but like I'm fangirling a lot internally. I was just talking to my friend and he was like, "Wait, who are you meeting with?" And I was like, And I showed him your Instagram and he was like, "Get on the meeting. Go away. Don't talk to me. Just go do your thing." And I was like, "Okay, cool." So I'm so excited to speak to you and, you know, ask you questions and whatnot. I really just would love to hear from you about your journey, how you got started. If you have any advice for someone who's graduating high school in literally a week and, you know, wanting to break into the industry and yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of how I started, it's actually really, really boring. So I studied journalism at university. And then from there, I worked in like local TV news in a place called Birmingham. So just like a really smallish area. So I was like there in my car, driving around the whole area, filming everything myself, doing my own presenting, editing, literally doing everything. So I did that for a year and a half. And then I kind of did the same in Manchester for a bit as well, getting more experience. And then I started to freelance at a place called ITN, which basically produces national news in the UK. So I worked for Channel 5 News as an assistant news editor, just in the newsroom, like answering phone calls, getting reporters' stories, sending reporters out like around the country. So basically just doing a lot of like those kind of jobs, like very like assistant kind of jobs. And those were like 12-hour, really, really long shifts, lots of hard work. But from then, it gave me like national experience rather than just local. So it allowed people to view my CV more seriously, I guess. So with that and like the experience I had in like local TV, it was very much like, oh, she can edit, she can film, she can do her own thing. But she's also got now national experience, which was really good. And then from there, I was just kind of looking for jobs. And then this job came across, which was so much more suited to me, like entertainment rather than like news, which was never really my thing. I just didn't know that jobs like this existed outside of like E! News in America, which is what I used to grow up watching. I got very, very lucky with it. And this was quite a while ago. And I feel like the industry has changed so much now. So the way that I got my job, I'd say that's not how like people get into it now. Like it's so, so different now because of like TikTok and social media, which was never, it was never a thing when I started out. Like TikTok didn't exist. Instagram wasn't used the way it is now. I feel like people are getting opportunities via social platforms and creating platforms for themselves and building profiles for themselves. So it's now my biggest advice for anyone is to be posting as much as you can on socials and building that profile for yourself. So showing like Reese is out there making entertainment content. She's speaking to people on the street. Look, she's done like a whole breakdown of the Met Gala or the Oscars just to be doing it. So it's really, really impressive to employers that they can see, oh, well, she's already doing it. Like, she's great. She's so passionate. So like the person that we recently, well, I say recently, a year ago now, feels recent, that we hired, she was doing all of those videos on her own Instagram. She didn't have a big following necessarily, but she was doing those videos so, so well. And you could see the passion coming through. So someone like her was so impressive to us. So which is what a big reason as to why she got the job. The thing is, the good thing about it is that because there are so many opportunities there, so like everyone has a mobile phone, anyone can jump on and just make content and it can go viral instantly. So the opportunities are there. It's just hard because there's so many people doing it. And I always say, if you're not doing it and you're not ahead of the game making that content, someone else is.
I'm curious, just talking about content, how do you make yours stand out from someone else's to have your own voice and persona?
It's really hard, especially like when I do an interview and say if I do an interview and they've already done junkets in America before they've come to the UK. And it's like at that point, every question's been asked. Like I had that issue for the Wicked press tour. they had done not only America, but they'd done Australia. And I'm like, what haven't they been asked at this point? And to be fair, I don't think my stuff did that well because there genuinely wasn't anything to ask them. So it is hard, but it's just trying to think out of the box and I don't know, like building a niche for yourself, which I don't think I'm very good at, to be honest. I don't think people look to me for like a certain type of content. And it's like creating a franchise for yourself or a feature for yourself. Like obviously Amelia de Molenberg has smashed it with Chicken Shop Date and people know her from that. So like if you've got an idea, try it. But yeah, it is, it's hard. It's hard to stand out. I mean, I work full time. So the interviews that I'll post, they're not mine and I don't own them. So I have to give work all the best clips and whatever they don't use, I can put on my own socials, which I'm very lucky I get to do that. I know a lot of employers don't let their employees do that. But yeah, and then like I try and do like my own videos, like breaking down fashion looks or if there's like an entertainment news story, my take on it. But yeah, it's just trying to like be a part of the conversation, I guess.
Do you get a lot of time to prepare the questions before the interviews or is it ever last minute or is it just kind of like...
It depends. I'd say it totally depends. Like I've got an interview tomorrow with the cast of Nine Perfect Strangers. I don't know if you watched the first season. I really like the first season. And I've only just been sent screening links to watch it today. And I'm like, the interview's tomorrow. I need to watch it, prepare questions, so not that long. So you might have seen something and then you've got like a week to prepare.
Do you ever have to change your questions super last minute before the interview or do you just kind of have to, do you send them the questions or
No, you don't send them the questions unless they've asked for it. But that's so, so rare. Like I can count on one hand talent that have asked for questions beforehand. Like it doesn't happen. But yeah, like it depends on how confident you are with questions. Sometimes I'll be so nervous for an interview that I'll be sat outside the room and I'll be changing my stuff then and there. And that's always the worst. Like when I'm changing them last minute, that's when I know like, this isn't good. Like you should be so confident with what you're asking rather than like changing last minute.
Do they put you guys in like a time frame of how long you have to?
Yeah, they're really sure. Like, most of the interviews that you see I do, they're between 4 to 5 minutes. Yeah, really, really, really short.
Okay, that's insane. Wow, okay. I'm the kind of person, I'm a really big yapper when I meet someone that, you know, I'm excited to meet. How do you overcome your, I don't want to say yappiness, because that's a me thing, but how do you control your nerves when you're interviewing someone that you really admire?
I get really nervous, and I always say nerves are good because it means that you care. I guess it's what I really try and do is match the person's energy. So if they're really excited and bringing good vibes and like really, really positive and fun, I'll just be like my natural self because that's more what I'm like as a person. Whereas if they're more like shy or if they're quite low energy, I maybe won't be as bubbly. I'll just kind of try and match them because I feel like I didn't used to say match energy at the very start of my career. And there's nothing worse than someone that's like super chill and then you go and you're like, hey, nice to meet you. So I think matching the person's vibe is really important. Okay, and then sometimes I don't always do it. Like I actually just watched back my interview that I did with Rosamund Pike and I was so excited to meet her. Like I love her so much. And I feel like I'm giving so much energy and she's giving less energy. I'm like, you can see how excited I am. But yeah, sometimes you just end up, it just shows sometimes.
That's crazy. Okay, so I know a lot of people say that networking is also a big key in the industry. What do you recommend to say or do in terms of networking?
The most important thing about networking, I'm a really bad networker. I guess for me, it's like being seen at those places, all the places where people are at. So like, I don't know. And then more people get to know you. And then that's how I network. I'm a bad networker. So I feel like I've not got good advice around that. For me, it's more seeing the same people over and over again. That's how I kind of do it.
How do you recommend breaking out of your shell at the age of 18 and, you know, just going into the industry?
Well, you seem like super confident, so you've already got that, which is great. And like really, really personable as well. Like you've got clearly got like amazing social skills. So that's the most important thing with this job, having good social skills. So I feel like you're there. I feel like you don't need to break out of your shell with anything. Like you're not shy. I guess it's just the big thing is just not caring. And I say that as someone who cares so much. I'm so shy when it comes to shouting out about myself and like sending emails, but it's important to be pushy.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's some other filmmakers that are my age and they do so much more stuff than I do. And then I'm like, okay, well, am I behind?
Don't worry. At your age, I wasn't doing anything that other people were doing. I was not doing anything. Like, slow and steady wins the race. I will say that as well. It doesn't matter. Don't compare yourself to other people. I used to compare myself to everyone, but people were doing so much stuff with like the student TV society at university. I barely did anything for them. And I was just like, how am I ever going to do what they do? Like, they're going to do so much better than me. But it's just, you know, having like a path and having a vision as well. What you want to do and how you're going to get there.
You have these great thoughtful answers and I'm like trying to keep up with my list of questions over here. Okay.
I'm just old. That's what it is.
No, not at all. Okay. Can you walk me through a typical day in the life of, you know, whether it's content or interviewing or just a day in your life? What is that like for you?
So because I work full time, it's a bit different because I'm not freelance. So we will send out like showbiz updates. So it's like anything that happened, say tomorrow morning, anything that happened overnight or anything that happened like yesterday that we didn't report on. It's nothing like crazy or breaking. Anything that we see first thing in the morning, we'll send out a thing of like all the showbiz stories to our like radio stations for any presenters to read out in their shows or for the news. They're always like really lighthearted. We don't do anything that's like really serious. And then I'll be editing interviews I've done, I'll be watching screenings, I'll be going to a screening, I'll be going to an interview, or I'll be producing a feature rather than just an interview. Like I do a lot of producer stuff. Sometimes if my colleague's off, I'll like help with talent liaison. So if we've got like talent in the building, I'll help with that. So yeah, just like very, very varied.
Can you explain what does the producing side of, because I feel like I know what a producer is, but then whenever someone's like, okay, well, what does a producer do? I'm like, I don't really know, actually.
So it's more like guiding someone through something. So when you see like the celebrity interviews where there's no interviewer in them. So when you see like the Lad Bible stuff, like, have you seen like their things, like agree to disagree, all of those sort of stuff, they all have producers. So it's just kind of like explaining the format that they're doing and then asking follow-up questions when they might say something, just jumping in and saying something, and then that question may get edited out in the edit, but it looks so natural. It looks like that's all happening. So it's just kind of producing, like watching what they're doing and trying to get the best content you can from like the game or the feature that the celebs are doing. So we do those as well. Yeah. Our formats are just like less well known than say like Lad Bible.
How do you balance your personal life with the busyness of your job?
It's hard as well. It's hard because I feel like I work so many evenings and they can be quite antisocial hours. It's just finding that balance. People are better at it than me because I care so much and I beat myself up so much about like interviews and I worry so much. I feel like it depends on the person that you are. If you're like me, I'm very like anxious and like you care so much and yeah, you like, am I gonna get confirmation on this interview? It will go into your personal life, but other people don't care as much and shut off.
Do you have a proudest moment in your career so far?
Yes. Proudest moment would probably be not fainting whilst interviewing Lady Gaga, because I am like die hard. She's the background of my phone. Like, I've got posters of her, like, in my flat. I've got a whole shrine. I've got her glass that I took back from Vegas. Like, talk about fangirl. I am a fangirl. So I interviewed her. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Are there things wrong with it? Absolutely. But I did it, and I didn't think that would ever happen. I genuinely didn't think I'd be able to speak, and I felt like I was going to be, I genuinely thought I was going to be sick before I did the interview. Like, I actually felt sick. So that was a proud moment, getting through that and just doing it. And I guess, like, all the viral moments that I've had have been, like, amazing. And yeah, just, like, I feel really proud as well to be in a place where a lot of the talent know me, which is really, really, really lovely. And they're so familiar with my interviews and stuff, which is really, really nice to be, like, respected by them as well.
Okay, curious. When you go to screenings, is it, like, a full press junket day, or is it, like, a certain part of your day, or do you have to create content beforehand?
What, for just a screening?
Mm-hmm.
So if you just go to a screening, it's literally like you're going to the cinema. But and that's it. And then, like, so they'll send you, like, a bunch of, like, timings. So they'll give you options for different screening options, maybe, like, 3 or 4, and you'll go to the one that works best in with your calendar. You'll go to a cinema, and then you leave, and then carry on with the rest of your day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. What is the most memorable interaction you've had during your career, if you have one?
With, like, a celebrity?
Sure, or a non-celebrity, just, yeah, anyone.
Yeah. I guess, like, memorable interviews are, like, have been, like, some of the best ones where, like, Olivia Colman set off, like, a fart machine during our interview, which was hilarious. Like, that was so funny, and, like, I'll always remember that interview, and always, it will be my favourite, like, it's my favourite interview I've ever done. So fun. And then you've got, like, the horrible ones that you never forget, like, people who have been rude to you. And yeah, there's just, like, sometimes just normal conversations with talent that will, like, I did an interview with Julianne Moore, and I've interviewed her so much. It was, like, Julianne Moore, Natalie Portman, and Charles Melton for May, December. And when I left, my friend was waiting for the lift, and Julianne was also waiting for the lift with her team. And he said he heard Julianne saying to her team, "I really like that interview with the girl with the curly hair." So, like, that's so, so, so nice. And then he messaged me being like, "Oh my God, Julianne was talking about you and how much she loved your interview." Like, that's so, so nice. That's the best feeling when, like, the publicist will say, like, "That was such a good interview." Or if they request, if they are, like, request you for an interview, like, today I had a really, really, really lovely email from Warner Brothers saying that they've asked if I can do this interview with Brad Pitt that's coming up.
Okay, so wait, do you get emails from the publicists, or is it, like, the companies to interview the people?
No, so say something like that. We're in talks anyway for the interviews, and that's via, like, an agency that are doing the PR for the film studios, or the film studios directly as well. But someone like Brad Pitt, time is so, so limited with him. So he'll probably only be doing, like, 2 to 4 outlets. So when you get an email like that, like, Warner Brothers have requested that Olivia does the interview, that's like, they see me as someone that they trust. They see me as someone that gets good content, and they're prioritizing us for that. So we weren't talking about getting Brad Pitt, but, like, that email today is like, oh, okay, Time with Brad's come available, and they want us to be one of the very, very few outlets that get time with him.
So do you have to travel for these interviews, or is it based
in London? Very, very rarely I travel, because they all tend to come here.
I'm curious. So I was talking to my mom about, like, just, like, hardships that I've had with making my own films, and sometimes dealing with people that are a little bit more difficult. How do you navigate dealing with, you know, I guess the hardships, whether it's someone that's hard to work with, or whether it's just, like, last minute things coming up?
Just continue to be as pleasant as possible. Know that if you're dealing with someone that's really horrible, it's not a you issue. Like, that's on them. Don't if you're being really nice and your usual self, don't let someone make you feel like that's them, that's you. I'm always like, it's them issue. Like, I don't care. Like, that's them. That's on them if they want to be rude. And yeah, it's just about being polite. Sorry, I'm like, there's like a horrible bug outside and I hope it doesn't come in here. Yeah, it's just about trying to be pleasant and not taking it personally.
Okay. Are there any, I guess, well, never mind. Actually, you already answered my question because I was going to say, is there anyone specifically in the industry that you look up to? And then I thought Lady Gaga. But also, is there anyone else that you might look up to for inspiration?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think in terms of other interviewers, there's so many amazing ones. Like, I think he's a friend of mine because it's so small and everyone knows each other. But Ali Plum, who does stuff for Radio 1, I think he's like top of his game. I think he's great. He just has such a brilliant way of delivering questions so cleverly, and he's very, very witty and very funny. It's just his delivery is very, very good. Who else is very good? A guy called Jake Hamilton in America. He's great. Kevin McCarthy's good. Who else is good? There's a girl called Perry Nemiroff, I want to say. She's really good, her stuff. But yeah, like, I always watch everyone's interviews.
That's wild that like we're talking casually and you're like, yeah, I've met so and so and blah blah, and I'm just like, that's really cool. Okay, when you're not working, what is something that you like to do, I guess, in your downtime? When you're, well, I know you're full-time, but when you're not working?
Play tennis, which I can't do at the moment because that's how I've injured myself. Like, I really like tennis. I'm watching films and going to the theater.
Okay, last question, because my timer just went off while you were talking. But I'm curious, is there anything that you've seen in theaters right now that you're like, oh, this is so good, I have to rate it on Letterboxd? And yeah.
Titanic. It's amazing. It's so, so fun. It's my favorite show that's on in London at the moment. It's so good. Nice. It's like a spoof of Titanic. As if Celine Dion was on the Titanic. It's like super camp, like hilarious. It's so, so good. Really, really clever.
That's so nice. I just saw...
I think it came from Broadway.
Oh, it sure did, because I just thought of the actual show and it just clicked. But I just saw Thunderbolts yesterday and I just saw it yesterday and I thought it was so good.
You're talking about movies. Theatre here is like West End, like shows, like plays. Like, did you mean movies?
But yeah, you know, shows are good too. Yeah.
Movies. I've not seen. Do you know what? I've not seen Thunderbolts. I'm not a Marvel girl. And I didn't do the interview for it. But my favourites of this year have been Bridget Jones. The most recent Bridget Jones. I'm obsessed with Bridget Jones. And then also my favorite film I've seen so far this year, technically it came out last year in the US, but it came out in January here, was The Last Showgirl with Pamela Anderson. I thought it was beautiful. I adored it. I feel like I've got actually quite bad taste. All films, like, I don't tend to love films that get like, that are critically acclaimed.
Thank you so, so much for meeting with me. Probably going to get off this call and like panic in the best way possible because I really am fangirling over you right now. And I can't believe we're making eye contact through a camera. I hope that one day I get to do a film or something and then we get to meet and maybe I get to come to 100%. London. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really going to get off this call and freak out. I hope you know that.
No, like, honestly, good luck with everything. Like, you have everything going for you.
Thank you so much. You
are just so, so lovely and such a ray of sunshine. Like, just go for it.
Okay.
And however many times you get knocked back or you're thinking that you're so miserable or unhappy doing a specific job, like, you can get out of it. I've been there. Like, if you persevere and you have a specific goal, you'll get there. Okay. 100%, I have no doubt.
Thank you so, so much for meeting with me, and I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a great day, and I hope your
ankle, yeah.
I hope your ankle gets better and that you can play tennis again. And I'll see you on the red carpet at some point for sure. Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.